T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do you believe the Patriots were spying on the one-win Bengals under the guise of their television show? Do you really believe it?
Oh, no!
This is something that we 100% have zero involvement with.
Dale Arnold.
It's raining here in New York City this morning. It actually is just all the tears pouring down from the greater New England area.
Buy me a river!
Rich Keefe. Andy, it's nice of you to make a point to make Shine's chorus recital.
We understand!
Dale and Keith, middays.
And he was booing the Patriots. He would be disciplined.
I wanted to share my ostrich story with you.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number 2, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Steve DiAssi is in the house with us. We'll talk to Willie McGinnis in just a couple of minutes. And now everybody, obviously, is talking about this. ProFootballTalk.com wrote about this whole thing as well. According to ProFootballTalk.com, the Patriots representative who had the camera captured the images in plain sight sitting directly in front of a Bengals representative. My understanding was that the three-person production crew that was sent also had Patriots shirt on, like golf shirt.
Nice.
So I guess they weren't exactly trying to hide.
You got to be a little bit more incognito.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Maybe,
yeah.
Time to talk with Patriots Hall of Famer, NFL Network analyst Willie McGinnis. Willie is sponsored by Town Fair Tire and Stoneham Ford. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Willie McGinnis. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing all right. It's just, you know, first you lose a football game, and now everybody on the planet is now accusing the Patriots of being cheaters yet again.
You've heard it.
Cincinnati, huh? The 1-13, 1-14 Cincinnati Bengals, huh?
That's what they need to beat Cincinnati, is tape those sidelines, huh?
Well, I don't have all the information. I know there was a guy credentialed. You guys mentioned it. They escorted him in. He had on Patriots gear. I mean, of course they know they're watching him. They told him what they were filming for. I mean, I don't get it. Like I said, they would have to do the investigation and figure it out, but I don't think that this is something with a lot of weight to it.
As a guy, Willie, who was a part of the early success here in New England and 3 Super Bowl titles, does it bother you at all that there's a lot of people out there that associate cheating with the Patriots and try to belittle the accomplishments by pointing to some of these different cheating scandals?
I laugh at it because as players, we never were, you know, we never were aware of anything or dealt with anything like that. You know, everybody we went out, we beat on the football field physically. And if we had more ammunition, if people were giving us stuff, and we were cheating, most of those games, it would have been probably 5 Super Bowls or 6 Super Bowls. It wouldn't even been close. So, I mean, I kind of laugh at it. I know the work that went into those games. I know the preparation. I know the guys in the locker room. I know on the football field when things happen and being dominant and physical. Like, to me, it's a joke. I think it's funny. It'll never diminish what we accomplished and what we did. So people can say what they want. When you have a lot of success and you win a lot, people are always going to point to something is the reason.
Now, Willie, I'm not going to ask you to name any names, but you work on a national level and you're involved with a lot of different guys on the air. Do you sense a lot of these guys are especially the loudest ones about the Patriots cheating? Do you sense that they really believe what they're saying, or are they just pandering for Facebook likes? Who knows?
I think people just jump on anything, especially those who don't have any information or know, or probably was getting their asses whipped by the Patriots at that time. So, yeah, I kind of laugh at it. I don't pay any attention to it. But I mean, again, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, I just don't know. I just don't know. Like looking at that situation, I'm just like, okay, mm-hmm. Not the Bengals, okay.
When you looked at what happened to the Patriots this past weekend, did anything surprise you?
I thought they tried to get a little more creative offensively. With the flea flicker is something they've always done with running back to Brady down the field. But I thought they got a little creative with White throwing the pass to Jacoby Myers. I thought moving Julian Edelman outside, knowing that he was getting doubled, something that the Texans did. Moving him outside to open up the middle of the field was a great in-game adjustment. Also running the ball outside, seeing that, Kansas City started struggling with the edge runs and stuff like that. You still want to see more. And I know it's frustrating. I know it's kind of like the same thing we've been talking about for the past few weeks, but I did see a little more improvement. If the referees call that a touchdown, I think that's a game changer. You can always go back. Every scoring play is reviewable. You could always go back and change it if it wasn't, versus not calling it a touchdown and then, having another bad call in your hands. I think that was a critical part in the game right there, because then the Patriots go down and they don't get in the end zone. So you look at the difference of the game. I mean, there it is right there. But you can't ever, and Steve, this. Mm-hmm. Can't ever point at one play saying that's the reason why we lost, but it was an impactful play.
Willie, do you think they've given up on Sony Michel? Against Dallas, he had 20 carries, then the loss to Houston, just 10, and then against one of the league's worst rushing defenses in Kansas City, he had just 5 carries for 8 yards.
No, absolutely not. I think Sony Michel is a really good player. I think that understanding the numbers, I think, I was tracking it. The time Sony Michel, the first half of the season, or maybe, not the last 2 weeks, but before that, whenever Sony Michel was in the game, runs versus pass, it was obvious. So I think they're mm-hmm. mixing up James White a little bit more. So they're not giving away a tendency like when James is in, it's majority pass. The numbers were staggering if you charted it and watched it. So I just think they're giving you a little more mix. Sony Michel is a really good player. They've got to figure out the run game. They've got to get more dominant, move people off the line of scrimmage and create those running lanes. When teams know you're going to attack them a certain way, then they're going to game plan forward. And I know the Chiefs have struggled, but they do have some good players on that defense. And if you're struggling to throw the ball, what are they going to do? They're going to take away probably what your strength is right now, and that is running the ball.
Well, when you look at this defense, they've put up some very nice numbers. Are they as good as the numbers would indicate?
Yeah, they are really good, man. And it's not, for me, the only numbers and stats that matter is keeping teams out of the end zone,
yep.
getting off the field on third down, and turning the football over. The yards really don't matter. I don't really look at that. But if you're really good at those three, turning the ball over and all that, which the Patriots are, that makes for a great defense. So I think they've been consistent. They've been the strength of this team all year long, that and special teams coupled with special teams. And I think once the offense get going now, it's playoff time, so you've got to figure this out. This team will be dangerous, but they've got to figure it out and put it all together.
It's hard for me to picture, though, how all of a sudden Tom Brady's going to develop confidence in some of these younger receivers when through the first 13 weeks of the season he hasn't found it.
Well, he hasn't had those guys. You didn't have N'Keal Harry the first 13 weeks of the season. He was on IR. So you got a young guy who's a high draft pick that's trying to learn the system. You didn't have Sanu, 13 weeks. He came over in the trade. So he's trying to find his way. Philip Dorsett was out, with injuries. The only guy that's been there on a consistent basis probably is Edelman. Jacoby Myers has been there, but he hasn't been in the system for a long time. So you got a lot of new pieces that you're trying to find that chemistry, you're trying to sync with. And whether you want to do it or not, you don't have a choice. This is what you have. These are your receivers. These are your weapons. These are your tight ends. You have to make it work and figure it out. A lot of pressure on Josh McDaniels, which he's been here before. He's a veteran. He's a seasoned coach. He knows what to do. These guys just got to put the work in. They've got, they've got to figure it out. They've got to get on tape. They got to understand how the timing has been over the years with Brady. his expectations of getting the ball out and people being where they need to be. You got to factor and put all those things together. And that just doesn't happen in 2 or 3 weeks.
As it stands right now, with 3 weeks left to go in the regular season, how big of a gap do you see between the Ravens and the Patriots?
I don't like to compare. I mean, the Ravens are the number one seed in the AFC. They're playing great. They're well-balanced. And I think offensively you could say they're on sync and they're on the right page and they're doing what they need to do. Explosive offense. Defensively, they're really good. Patriots are not there offensively. And if you're going to beat the Ravens, you got to score points. You got to be able to play from ahead and change what they do offensively. If you give them, if you put them in a situation where they can run the ball effectively and then throw when they want to, they're probably the most dangerous team in football right now. So you've got to be explosive and score points offensively. Defensively, I think going against Belichick a certain time, he'll have adjustments. I think he'll play things better. I think the guys on that defense have a lot of pride, and they work their asses off. So they'll be ready to go. They'll put in that work. They'll watch the tape. They don't want to be embarrassed, and they're going to play at a high level. I think it'll be a lot closer than people think. But like I said, you got to score points. You got to put points on the board.
Willie, what does the leaders on this team do? Whether it's the captains or just some of the guys that have assumed the leadership role, what do they do to in a situation like this when they're heading towards the playoffs?
When you get towards the playoffs, you should already be putting in a lot of work. But whoever the position leaders are, they rally the guys and they get them together. They go in, they work harder. They get in the weight room, they do more. They watch more tape. They watch tape after practice. They push each other in practice. The ones on defense, sometimes they'll get out there and take the first 4 to 6 reps on scout team to give the offense a real look of how it's going to look. Guys start to compete harder. They push each other. Guys get a little more irritated because they know it's a one-game season now. So you've got to find multiple ways to push each other and get each other better and prepare during the week. So when you get to the game, it's not a lot of guesswork. You're reacting versus thinking. You can play fast. You can execute. And you can't continue to make the same mistakes. That's what kills a football team. When you have turnovers and you continue to make the same mental mistakes, you don't have a chance against a well-oiled machine, a team that doesn't do that. And that's been the Patriots, you know. That's how they've been a lot of teams. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They don't beat themselves. They execute at a high level. And, you know, they take whatever you do. If it's something, you know, negative or you make a mistake, then they're going to capitalize off of it. So leaders got to understand that. They got to go into that mind frame and go.
Willie, we always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys, I'll talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Willie.
NFL Network analyst, Patriots Hall of Famer Willie McGinnis. Joining us on the line right now from the NFL Network is Ian Rappaport. Hello, Ian. How are you?
What's going on? How are you guys?
Good.
Gee, not much going on here. Tell me from a national perspective, how big a deal is this to the National Football League?
I guess the real answer is I don't know. It is, you know, right now we just know what everyone is sort of claiming. We know the NFL is investigating, and there seems to be some pretty clear evidence to look at. There's a video. There's some sort of testimony from a Patriots staffer, if you want to call it that, after the Bengals and NFL security kind of realized this situation. You know, we know what the Patriots are saying, which is that they were filming a documentary, A Day in the Life of an Advanced Scout, which sadly we'll never get to see the end of that one. You know, and it does seem like some of that documentary involves shooting the Bengals sideline. We know that the Bengals are pretty perturbed by this whole thing, but we don't know what the motive was other than what the Patriots said, and we don't know what the result of the NFL's investigation is going to be.
Yeah, what's the scale, you think, for a possible punishment, you know, best case to worst case scenario?
You know, I would imagine a fine, you know, if there is a punishment, and I don't know for sure that there really is going to be, you know, because if it's an independent contractor, if it's something that was done with literally no knowledge of anyone involved in football and, like, just from a pure, like, human standpoint, I mean, did Bill Belichick reach out to an independent contractor from Kraft Films to see if they could get shots of the Bengals sideline, considering they've gone, you know, they're 1-11 or whatever they are? I mean, it's just some of that, you know, the motive seems far-fetched. I'll say that. I mean, we'll see what the NFL will come down with, but to me, if it's anything, if it's, you know, something like the Patriots should have cleared it with the NFL and cleared it with the Bengals and they didn't, here's a punishment, then potentially you're talking about a fine.
Ian, how real is the outrage across the country about this?
Across the country, you know, I haven't sensed any real outrage. You know, I think everyone not involved probably thinks it's pretty funny. You know, that's what seems to be the kind of viewpoint. I don't think the Bengals think it's funny at all. I get the sense that they are very unhappy with this. But again, I mean, you know, do I think that a whole country is in concert believing that the Patriots conspired to spy on one of the worst teams in the NFL, giving signals on the sideline, which, you know, teams don't even really do anymore? I mean, you can sort of, and they substitute and stuff, but usually everyone covers their mouth and you say everything you need to see, you know, say into a headset. So it just doesn't even, just logistically, it doesn't even really make much sense anymore.
The Patriots can't say it, but Willie McGinnis did just a few moments ago with us. He said, really? You think they need this for the Cincinnati Bengals?
I mean, yeah. Now, you know, watch, something crazy will happen on Sunday. But, I mean, I would say if the Patriots decided, all right, we're going to – I can't even fathom after everything that happened a couple of years ago, after Bill Belichick's press conference, the Mona Lisa Beto press conference, where he basically talked about everything they did and said in plain words, it will literally never happen again. Hard for me to imagine Belichick or anyone with the Patriots going off the reservation and saying, you know what, let's break our 3 or 4 year ban on spying to make sure we know how the Bengals are substituting. Just from a common sense standpoint, I have a lot more questions than answers.
And unlike the Antonio Brown situation, would you expect the league to turn this around pretty quickly? And whether it's a fine, whether it's not even a fine, just something, just to have a ruling on this pretty soon?
Yeah, I really would. Mostly because if there's nothing nefarious, then I would say just come out with it. You know, hit the Patriots for not allowing the league to, not alerting the league and not alerting the Bengals and kind of move on. Now, the Browns knew. The Browns were very well aware of everything the Patriots were doing. The Bengals were not, and the NFL was not. If that's going to be the penalty, just come out with it. It's also, you know, like the Antonio Brown situation is insanely complex. There are different versions. There's witnesses. There's documents. There's text messages. There's other evidence. These things take a really long time. This should not. There's very few people involved, and there's a video. So I would imagine this gets handled pretty quickly.
If the NFL decides to penalize the Patriots, would they release the video to let people see exactly what was filmed, or would they not bother?
I don't know is the honest answer. I know it's not something the NFL has always done. It is something the NFL has sometimes done. You know, I mean, they've, in situations where they've had in-depth investigations, they've released reports. You know, they've released reports on Ray Rice. They've released, obviously, reports on Deflategate. Would they release a video? I don't know. Yeah. My guess is probably not, especially because, you know, in that statement the Patriots released, they basically said that they did it. The motive is sort of the question, but they basically said they did it.
Final question before we let you go. I got to believe in the privacy of his own office, Bill Belichick is sitting there saying, are you bleeping kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah. I would imagine you're right. And, you know, and Bill Belichick, not exactly a man of many words, especially when it comes to these types of things. But I imagine he's seething because, you know, yes, I understand what happened several years ago, obviously. I think everybody does. But one of the things about Belichick is he knows all the rules. He knows every sort of edge and every single thing about them. I think he is very clear about not stepping over the line. And he was very serious about not having anything like this ever, ever again. I think he hates it. I'm sure he's very frustrated, especially if you consider that he, you know, probably had literally nothing to do with it and just heard about it when we all did. Yeah, I would say he's not happy this morning.
Ian, we appreciate the time. Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Ian.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, joining us. He said that nationally he isn't sensing necessarily this groundswell of you know, anger and
but Cincinnati's pissed.
Oh, Cincinnati is.
Cincinnati's real pissed.
And the national media people that we've been playing for you this morning,
oh, it's gonna pile
they
on,
are
yeah.
trying to make this into a gigantic
yeah.
deal.
Cincinnati's, if they're outraged and pissed off about this.
They're just trying to take attention away from the fact that they stink.
It's distraction. I get it. Now, I think if they were doing this in Baltimore or Kansas City, I think the country would be nuts about it. I think the NFL would be crazy, regardless of the facts of the situation. All they know is there was a camera and the Patriots and an opposing team involved. It's the Bengals, so I think he's right. The Bengals are like, really? But if it were any other team, you'd have the mob with the pitchforks and torches at the gate.
Right, and it would be harder to defend, or it would be harder to say right. it was just a simple mistake if it was 8 minutes of John Harbaugh on right. the sideline or Andy Reid on the sideline. He's like, well, wait a minute. This is a team they might play in the playoffs. This is pretty significant. No, it's the worst team in the league. The scout was there, and again, doing a documentary on an advanced scout. I don't know. I mean, maybe there's an audience for that. I suppose people are going to want to see that. Or as Ian said, unfortunately, they're probably now not going to be able to.
Content.
At least there's not as much good footage.
Content.
That's true.
That content.
They're a content machine.
Yep.
But yeah, I think the league, and it's one of those things where the league punishes the Patriots. Well, then Patriots fans will continue they hate us. They hate the league
right.
hates the Patriots, which I think there is some truth to. But then if they don't punish them, the rest of the country is going to say, see, they love the Patriots. Like,
yeah.
either way, you're going to get,
one
side of it is going to have their case strengthened.
All right, let's get to the calls with you guys and give you the opportunity to respond to this thing. Mike, you're up first. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, you know, the optics on this thing just look brutal. I mean, they were told to quit taping in 2007. They didn't quit, okay? And then they went into Deflategate, and who knows what else. And now, I mean, they get caught taping again in Cincinnati.
Who did?
How stupid can you be?
And who did? The football operations? Did the football operations get caught?
I don't care who it was.
I know.
Listen to me.
There's a difference.
I don't care who football operations, because they're part of the Patriots.
Okay.
And you know what? There's no gain in it. You know what I mean? The competitive advantage that you get from it, from all the crap that they've pulled and been fined and live draft choices for, you don't get anything out of it. It's not worth it, right?
Well, did it help them win championships?
I don't think so. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Maybe it did. I don't know. I don't think we know all of it. You know what I mean? Because the NFL freaking buried all the tapes.
Yeah, and I wonder if that's what they're going to do with this one, too. I have a feeling we're not going to see it. Although
Agreed.
We already got more information on this one than even the others, right? I mean, that was a pretty quick turnaround.
Somebody's
about 8 minutes on the
Bengals
sideline.
Somebody's seen the tape.
Now, is it just sideline, or is it the field? Is it what?
It says they did both. The Patriots statement itself says that, let's see, inappropriately filmed the field from the press box. So,
and the piece that ran in the Athletic today, and I'm quoting Paul Denner, according to sources who have viewed the tape, it shows about 8 minutes of footage focusing on recording the Bengals sideline.
Yeah. Any coach
it's
in particular?
It's a direct view of the sideline as players run on and off the field and coaches make signals for plays.
No, they don't make signals for plays.
Well, what they make signals for is personnel groupings.
So
you and I understand that.
They deliberately misled the public.
What, can you just get over the semantics of it?
It's not semantics.
It was incredibly stupid to do this whole thing to begin with.
I absolutely agree. But when people deliberately mislead the public, they're not stealing plays. They're not stealing signals for the plays.
They're trying to gain an advantage. Can we just leave it at that?
If you believe the narrative,
I think they are, because why else would you do it?
I'm not saying
they did it this
football
time.
Football operation.
I'm saying before.
Right.
I'm saying
right.
beforehand.
Do you think these football guys on nationwide, on the national media, they know the difference between hand signals and the radio? You think they do?
Well, the former pros should know.
Absolutely.
Well, you'd like to think that some guy writing about the NFL for the Athletic would know.
Would know the difference.
Yeah.
Yes, semantics, sure it is, but guess what? There's a difference. They're not stealing signals. The only signals you may be getting are personnel groups. Okay, it's It's 21. It's 12. It's
personnel groups. Or like I was saying before, I mean, that thing about Urban Meyer and sort of the coach's tendencies. And then, you know, they even mashed it up with Bill Belichick. Remember during the Super Bowl when he was mic'd up and they wanted to know where Sean McVay was? And it was so important for him to know where Sean McVay was. And so maybe depending on what the other coach is doing on the sideline, maybe that tips something
off
to you.
There you go. You just did it. You just tainted the Super Bowl's win.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Get rid of the Rams one. didn't earn that.
Just tainted all of it. Belichick shouldn't be looking across the field. Nope, that's wrong.
80,000 people can see it, Steve. Not a big deal.
They don't know as much as Belichick though. They can't tell.
That's true.
Belichick has a degree in body language.
He does.
All right.
One of the best.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. We'll let you keep responding to it when we come back after we trend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
What's the scale, you think, for a possible punishment? You know, best case to worst case scenario.
I would imagine a fine, you know, if there is a punishment. And I don't know for sure that there really is going to be. You know, because if it's an independent contractor, if it's something that was done with literally no knowledge of anyone involved in football, to me, if it's anything, if it's, you know, something like the Patriots should have cleared it with the NFL and cleared it with the Bengals and they didn't, here's a punishment, then potentially you're talking about a fine.
So Doug Farrar writing about this, that was Ian Rappaport who was with us a few minutes ago. Doug Farrar writes, and I'm quoting now, so what's a likely punishment for this? Following up on the question Rich asked, the NFL could easily take away New England's 2020 first round pick.
Easily?
As well as additional draft picks.
Wait a minute.
Since there was no known player or coach specifically involved in the taping, a fine is far more likely than any kind of suspension.
Yeah, who's getting suspended in this?
Whatever the cost to the Patriots, expect it to be high, no matter the team's specific knowledge or involvement at the time.
See, I feel like the specific knowledge or involvement should be important.
Kind of an important
phrase.
How
do you toss out a no matter the knowledge or involvement?
Right.
I feel like that's the whole thing. Yeah. That's the whole thing. Now, I think they should get in trouble anyway, and it's one of those things where you get in trouble for being stupid,
right.
Not necessarily for being malicious.
The team will get a fine.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of where it ends.
Because, I mean, to say they could easily take away their first-round draft pick?
I mean, when they lost the first-round pick before, well, they've lost a couple of first-round picks, that was both so over the top, and this I don't even know how you can prove. First of all, I don't think Bill Belichick set this up. Like, as Ian Rappaport kind of said half-jokingly, so Bill Belichick contacts somebody secondhand that the Kraft Sports production crew hired in Cleveland, and specifically tells them, "Hey, make sure you get a good chunk of this sideline here for a while, and then make sure we get our hands on this tape." I find that very hard to believe, but again, it's stupidity. It's a team that has gotten in trouble for something similar to this in the past, so there needs to be some sort of a punishment. But you're talking about a first round pick, which, by the way, is the single-handedly the most significant punishment you can give to a team.
Oh, absolutely.
Obviously, a player or a coach you can suspend them, like Sean Payton or Tom Brady.
Belichick was personally fined $500,000.
Yeah. And again,
for the original Spygate.
That sucks for him. But if he said, "Hey, 500 grand or you get a first round pick for your head coach," the coach would say, "Hey, we'll come up with the 500 grand. Give me that first round pick."
Yeah, unfortunately, he got the 500 grand and they took first round pick.
And a fourth, too, right?
Here's the part that baffles me. All the reports are that the Patriots asked the Browns for credentials, were granted the credentials, explained what they were doing. We're doing this dot com thing.
Right?
So we're doing that. And Doug Farrar writes this, the organization failed to make the Bengals or the NFL aware of the move. Why would they need to?
If the Browns cleared it, then that's, it's not like they
snuck their press
into
box.
Right. They got credentials to go to the game. They didn't lie and say where they were from. They're like, "Oh yeah, we're from the Ringer."
Yeah.
Like, nope. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the Ringer. No, they said they were from the Patriots and they were doing this because they have a scout there. You know, if you go to New England this past week, I'm sure, you know, there were Cincinnati scouts in New England. I'm sure whoever Kansas City is playing next week, I'm sure there were scouts there for that team too. Like, that's just how it is. And so they got approved. I don't know why you'd be like, hey, by the way, hey, Cincinnati, we're going to be there. Yeah, okay. Of course you're going to send a scout there. And right. I don't care that you're doing a documentary about your advanced scout.
We got our own issues here in Cincinnati. I'm not concerned about Kraft Productions.
We're trying to grab a second win of the season. Right. So we don't care about how you feel. No, they're not.
I mean, they're I understand having to tell the Browns why you want the credentials. That makes sense. I don't understand why you'd have to tell the Cincinnati Bengals that you're there to shoot a documentary about the advanced scout.
Well, is that an NFL rule?
I can't even imagine it would be.
Why would
you have to tell? Well, and again, I'm reading from Doug Farrar, who says, while the Patriots got credentials from the Browns to do so, the organization failed to make the Bengals or the NFL aware of the move was not a good look at all.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay, so he's saying it's not a good look.
Yeah, it's not illegal. You didn't break any rules. Okay. You just think it might be easy. But here's the whole issue. You can't film the field or the sideline anyway.
Doesn't matter.
So you should. Why would you tell the Bengals that, hey, we're going to be in Cleveland's press box filming a guy and looking at his notes and maybe interviewing, you know, somebody
decked out in our Bruins and Patriots gear?
Because if you follow the rules, then Cincinnati has no interest in it. They shouldn't care at all. The league shouldn't care at all. And if anything, the Browns knew. So the Browns,
because they've got to give you the credentials and
Like you don't approve every single credential. Nope. For home games with the league. No, that's what the home teams are for. You go through them. So yeah, that part, I don't know if it's a good look or a bad look, because again, the whole idea was you're not filming the sideline anyway. So that was where they crossed the line, and that is where they will get into trouble. But suggesting that they're going to lose a first round pick when Belichick had nothing to do with it, and I don't think there's any way you can prove it.
And I are on the same page. Steve is as well. I guarantee you there are people out there who think this was all at Belichick's direction.
Yeah.
You know, the age-old line, nothing happens in that organization that he doesn't know.
You'd have a much better argument if it was Baltimore or Kansas City.
Do they really believe that, or do they want to believe it?
I do. I think it's probably a little bit of both.
And when you dig down, even when you scratch the surface of this, I mean, you got to want to believe that Bill Belichick's behind this. You got to want to believe that it's all part of the reason the Patriots have been so successful. You have to really want to believe that. You can't just look at this, take it at face value, and say, "Yep, there they go again." You know, you're looking if you're talking about a first round pick and a fine, you're looking for something.
That is so significant.
You came into this equation with your mind already made up.
Just think, if you couldn't draft the next N'Keal Harry or Sony Michel or Dominic Easy,
my point exactly. What would you never win again?
All right, so there is a Bengals beat reporter. What's his name, John? Dave?
Dave? He goes by one name?
No. I'm trying to get first and last. Just talk on the air, John. Just tell me what his name is.
He's like Oprah?
Jay Morrison. Okay.
His name's not even Dave.
Well, I was trying to get the name, and he was talking.
I'm
going to
call him Dave from now on.
So Jay Morrison covers the Cincinnati Bengals. Has this tidbit to drop on you?
They are upset, but they're not willing. No one's willing to go on the record and say anything publicly. I think they're waiting to see what the NFL is going to do. And the interesting thing here is I've yet to find this out yet, but if the Bengals own a copy of the video that was being shot, if they're not happy with what the NFL mets out in terms of a punishment, would they in turn put this video out just to show what the guy was shooting? Because that's the whole issue here, is that the Patriots claim it was B-roll footage just to kind of supplement this feature on the scout. The people that I've talked to within the Bengals organization say it was absolutely not B-roll footage. It was trained directly on the sideline. They were looking at substitution patterns and what the coaches were doing on the sideline. It just brings back all those memories of the original Spygate scandal.
So you go, Cincinnati is pissed.
They're convinced that the only way the Patriots could beat them is if they cheated their way to find out the substitution patterns for the Bengals.
Well, do we know for a fact if they have sent cameras to any other locations this year? And have they gotten it? Is this a one-off, the scout getting his own documentary?
Like, we know that among the documentaries they've done, they did one on the training staff once. They did one on the equipment staff.
How were those?
Presumably, you had camera guys following those guys around too.
But I wonder, like, in Gillette, have they done any of that? Like, I have no idea. But again, sounds like somebody has seen it in Cincinnati, who has got nothing to play for right now anyway. So if they want to just, you know, kind of be a thorn in their side, you know, go for it. You got nothing else going on. And if they, it sounds like they're going to wait. And if it's a no fine, right? Because that's what Ian Rapoport even said. He's like, hey, there's a chance they might not even get punished at all. So they don't get punished at all. Maybe Cincinnati throws a fit and maybe TMZ all of a sudden gets this thing or all, you know, whatever. And they make it more of a story than it is.
Go ahead. If it's filming the sideline, filming the field, go ahead. Tell me what you got out of it. But don't just throw it out there. Tell me what you got out of
but
it.
But I'm saying if it's 8 minutes just staring at Zach Taylor and the coaching staff, right. That is odd, isn't it? Like, because B-roll, listen, I'm no cameraman, but you're just looking to add some stuff, some sweeping shots.
Add color
quick
to
shot
it.
Shot of the field or whatever, because what he's doing.
You're probably taking 10 minutes to get 30 seconds of good B-roll, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah,
but it does. Look, I'll be honest with you. And reportedly, according to the Patriots, this footage was shot by an independent contractor who they hired in Cleveland. Happens all the time. Hey, I'm coming in to shoot this. I need a camera guy, and they hired him. Why the hell does he need 8 minutes of footage
maybe
focused on the Cincinnati Bengals sideline?
Keefspiracy, this guy's from Cleveland. Mm-hmm. He had an interaction with Belichick back in the day, rubbed him the wrong way, and said, "I'm going to get him back." And now I'm going to, you know, reinvent Spygate. You guys want to hire me? Yeah, great. I'm a great cameraman. I'm the best. Here's my footage. Here's some of my highlight reel. And now I'm going to take it upon myself to really focus in on the sideline and get the Pats in trouble. Right?
Not your best, but pretty good. Not your best, but pretty good. Pretty good. I like it.
It's as good as anything else
I can
I've
work
heard
with that.
There.
That's good.
Tepid take Tuesday.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Tom's in Westfield. Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Real quick, I just want to say I'm a Giants fan. However, I am not a Patriots hater. So all the Patriots Super Bowls that they won, they earned them. And all this other BS has nothing. It's just noise, basically. However, in this instance, I do think that a fine is necessary just for the fact that Belichick admitted to breaking the rule and that they did film. Now, the next level.
Hold on. Can I tell you, Tom, can I correct something right there?
The team admitted it.
Belichick didn't admit to breaking a rule. He said that a rule was broken. He didn't admit to breaking a rule.
If that's what happened, and the team, so the team statement,
right.
Belichick saying he had nothing to do with it. But overall, your point,
yep.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. More or less, they were allowed there under the Patriots name. And that's all I'm trying to say.
Right.
And under the supervision of the scout, right? Because if the scout wasn't there, you wouldn't just have, you know, people filming.
Well, the producer was probably in charge. The scout was probably just trying to do his job.
Right.
The producer of the segment.
Well,
the producer of the segment was probably in charge.
Well, the scout's the only member of the Patriots staff, whereas the producer is part of the craft operation.
Craft group. Yes.
Right.
But I guess the point we're making, Tom, is that the subject of the documentary piece isn't directing the piece.
Right.
He's not saying, hey, get this shot. Hey, look over my shoulder here. Hey, shoot the sidelines
there. No, but I think
what
Tom's trying to say is that that film crew is not there unless that guy's there.
Sure.
So he's not directing them, no, but they would have no other reason,
right.
to be there.
Yep.
So.
Okay, so furthermore, my only other discrepancies would be, you know, if, like you said, if it is, you know, within the frame, the only thing within the frame is the Bengals sideline, I can easily see how, you know, people would be, and the record really has no reflect on what the punishment should be. I think that's irrelevant, the record of the team. But I can see the outrage, and if it was simply a zoomed-in focus of the Bengals sideline and coaching staff for 8 minutes, can you guys?
Yeah, I mean, there's...
It's going to be hard to explain why that was necessary.
There's no real reason.
For one thing, if you want B-roll, and I understand B-roll, you'd shoot a variety of different things. Crowd shots, sidelines,
walking
scoreboard.
Into the stadium.
And maybe that's in there, right? And maybe this is the juicy part that somebody, well, a Bengals beat reporter has that and says, oh, there was 8 minutes of sideline. Then, okay, fair enough, 8 minutes of sideline. How long is this video? Was it there for the whole game? Was it just that, Dale? Was there also crowd shots? Were they also, you know, filming both sidelines? I mean, I don't know. Any of the press box? Like, who the hell knows what's going on?
Right. And all that stuff in context of the entirety of the program, the craft productions, whatever it is, I get it. But it's out of the bag right now, and people are going to want a hint of blood anyway. They're going to want something.
Right. The Patriots have been accused of cheating again, and that's sort of a ongoing common theme of the Bill Belichick era here. Even if you think it's crap, and the three of us do, whole bunch of folks out there think it's just further indication that that's how those lying, cheating sons of you-know-what do things. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe with Diossi Sports Radio, WEEI.
Now back to Dale and Keefe, WEEI.
Is it fair to call the Patriots cheaters?
Yes, and liars too, I think. Or at least they cheated and lied, it seems to me. Guys, what do you think is going on? You know what they say about roaches? For every one you see, there are 100 in the walls. You know what this means to me? That the Patriots, who are better at everything than everyone organizationally, this tells me if they're the only ones getting caught repeatedly like this, that they are doing stuff like this all over the place.
Oh, boy, another hot take by Max.
That's awesome. Good for him. He's a nut job.
That's
good,
it,
for, good for him.
Right. Why change course now?
Why ride? Yeah, you're going to ride that horse. I mean, go ahead.
Yeah,
good
fine.
For you.
It's fine.
You know what? This might be redemption for him because he was so ridiculously wrong about Brady.
Right.
3-4 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah, but it's starting to look better and better for him. Yeah. You just can't keep waiting.
He's just well ahead of the curve.
Way ahead of everybody.
4 years ahead of the curve.
He missed an MVP season. He missed a couple of Super Bowls.
Right. Yeah. So now this is his opportunity to regain the authority.
Yeah, this is it.
That's great. Good for him.
Dan Wetzel writing about this very topic for Yahoo Sports. Headline is Spygate 2.0. Let the tape speak for itself. And he is exactly right on this one. It says the NFL needs to not just preserve any tape that it confiscated Sunday in Cleveland. It should release it publicly as quickly as possible. NFL investigations involving New England or any other franchise or player have lacked credibility in the past.
True.
On this one, the tape should tell the story, or at least most of it.
Yeah.
I agree with Wetzel. And Steve, you said the same thing. Get it out there.
Why would they?
Why would they?
Why would they?
Transparency?
What do they care? They're the best television product in the world.
They got ripped for destroying the Spygate tapes.
Okay, how'd that work out for them?
I mean, the people still talk about it.
Revenues went up. Things are fine.
I'm not saying the league is going to sink because of this. But
the league doesn't care.
You don't think they care?
They don't care. They might respond to some public outrage here and there, but there's not going to be any public outrage to release the tapes, exonerate the Patriots, release the tapes.
If Trump says he wants the tapes, they'll release the tapes.
Trump doesn't want any tapes.
Bow down
he wants no tapes. No tapes at all.
Less tapes.
When do they start recording stuff? Forget that. But they can't trust
the technology. Yeah. They can edit it. It's
CGI
playing
and everything.
Games.
Right?
It doesn't really matter.
But I'm telling you, the NFL, because the majority of the country likes to hammer the Patriots.
Right.
Why would they do this? Especially if it's something that even slightly exonerates the football operations for the Patriots. Why would they do that? It's not going to change anybody's mind. It's not going to help people. People will see what they want to see. They say what they want to say right now with less information than anybody else. I don't think the NFL cares.
Can you prove, like without a shadow of a doubt, that the team had nothing to do with it?
That football operations had nothing.
Hold on. You want to prove that they weren't there, that they weren't involved? Or shouldn't you prove were involved?
My question, though, is can you prove, because, yeah, if
the team was involved, production
sent like if Belichick or Ernie Adams or Casario or if one of them had something, then, yes, you could maybe prove an email or a text or whatever.
I don't think you can prove the negative.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, the only thing you could do is theoretically prove the positive. If you found some email or text, hey, make sure you get that sideline shot.
But
I'm
the other part
for.
Of it, and that's why people like Max Kellerman and others can run with it, because I don't think Belichick or anybody on the team side of it did anything wrong. But you're just going to say, well, yeah, but we didn't see that conversation, or they got rid of that text message, or that phone call disappeared, or whatever.
I mean, to this day, don't you wonder why they destroyed the tapes in the original Spygate?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was very weird.
I mean, even now you're sitting there saying,
what's the point?
Why'd they get rid of them?
Because it didn't fit the narrative. That's why, because it might not have exonerated the Patriots, but it didn't give the NFL anything that warranted what the scenario. That's the only reason you destroy it.
Yeah.
That's the only reason you destroy it, because you make a decision and then you destroy the tape. I say that with heavy air quote fingers. You destroy the tape. Why? Was it an accident? Not so much.
Right.
The NFL does not care one way or the other. They look at their national ratings, how they're perceived in the rest of the, around the country, and what's best for the organization.
But this is also another opportunity for the league to punish the Patriots. And didn't we all say during Deflategate that the reason why that punishment was so severe was because most of the other owners in the league thought that they got off light for Spygate.
Right.
Which we didn't. I mean, we're like, a first-round pick? You kidding me for this? Every team in the league's doing it. But they made it clear. They sent emails and said, listen, we're not doing this anymore. Nobody's doing this. And the Patriots still did it. So they got punished. But then they went over the top with Tom Brady got suspended. The team got fined. They lost a first-round pick, a fourth-round pick. They went crazy then. So now something else comes up. And even though it seems kind of minuscule, it's still the Patriots. It's still, you know, a violation. So they're definitely going to get popped.
But think about the whole Deflategate thing. Not only did they ridiculously punish Tom Brady for that situation, they totally ignored the other premier quarterback in the league in Aaron Rodgers saying, right, I like the football overinflated.
And they also spent millions of dollars and so much time
right, to
try to go up against the best player in league history.
Why? Why?
I don't know.
Because he represented the franchise
that blows
parity out of the water.
Yeah,
parity is what the NFL wants. They want every team to be involved in the playoff hunt until week 16.
And so this is how you really kick the Patriots when they're down, because the expectation is that Tom Brady is going to be gone. You also take away their first round pick, which could be their next future quarterback. This could send the Patriots into oblivion.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keefe with Diassi, Sports Radio WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.